Now, my invitation is for you to begin to let your body relax, or to look at a spot, or to look out of the window, or close your eyes and go to some pleasant place. And then as you allow yourself to do this, whatever you find yourself doing, as a natural consequence of this experience, which is your experience, not mine, it can be easy for you to begin to focus on some part of your experience. It may be the sounds, the feelings, some smell in the air, something that you can see or notice, or how you feel within yourself. It really doesn't matter what you can focus on. As you allow that focus to continue, in whatever way it can intensify or shift around from one thing to another, none of that really matters. All that matters is that as you allow that focus to be any way that it is, you can find yourself becoming somehow more absorbed in your experience. And as you continue, that absorption can increase in its own rate, in its own way, so that you're not necessarily as absorbed as you might think you should or expect that you would, but simply to allow your absorption to be to whatever degree it happens to be. And then as you're allowing this to continue, you really don't need to notice. Although, of course, you might be interested to become aware of a relative stillness in your body. If your eyes are still open, you might be interested to notice some subtle change in the rate and manner of your blinking. Or if you've let your eyes close, you may notice the very pleasant stillness of your eyelids, or perhaps an interesting fluttering that can happen from time to time. I don't know if you'd be interested to notice that your breathing has changed ever so slightly, so that it now can be just that little bit slower and deeper. Although, of course, sometimes breathing is a little faster for a time. Muscles of your face can smooth out. You may notice that the shoulders can drop. Maybe something that you could notice about the feelings in your skin might feel warmer or cooler, or some parts of your body you might notice a tingling or an interesting numbness. And of course there can be many other changes that you don't even need to notice. You probably slowed your pulse rate, lowered your blood pressure, just to mention a few. So then as you allow this experience to continue, It's not important that we call this hypnosis. All that we're exploring is that the experience that you are experiencing is an experience that we can call hypnosis if it's useful to do that. So then as you allow your experience to continue, just as you can find your own way of becoming as focused and as absorbed as you have become, so in your own time, in your own way, you can find, in whatever way is helpful to you, that you can let your attention return in a more usual way, perhaps becoming more aware of some external sounds in the environment that you hadn't been bothered to pay attention to. So take your own time. And my invitation is to just wonder how this may be useful to you in some way that's apparent, or that you're not quite clear on just yet. So letting that end, letting that conclude in any way, that's good. Good. That's right. Good.